We begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos daf Yudala, the beginning of Amenalf, begin the taste of the Ramasal, because it begins the words of the Gemara. B'shua Emer, he says, Ha'oichel, oichel, rishon, vishaini. Someone eats whether it's a food item that's a rishon latuma or a shein latuma, the person himself becomes a sheini. Which taste comes to explain the reasoning of B'shua, that if someone's eating even a sheini, that he himself becomes a sheini, where again, generally, it gets lower down as it transmits the tuma. We learn in the Mishnah, Masech the Tyrus, as our Gemara quotes, B'shua says, that either one, you're going to become a shein l'tuma. So he says, Beperek beis d'chulim, on daf lamadal menav, mefarish time of the Gemara, there explains the reasoning for Yeshua. Shum the bintzinu, sheini, eis a sheini. We do find a precedent that a sheini could make something else a sheini. How so? Doesn't it usually go down to a shlishi? Yes, alidei mashkin, through a liquid, which, if let's say, on the food item that became tummy, there was a liquid, the liquid becomes a rishon l'tuma, so then it will contaminate the thing that it touches to be a sheni. So since we find that a sheni, which is the food item, can make another food item a sheni, how? Because the liquid on it becomes a rishon, and then it makes the next food item into a sheni, so therefore the Chum made their gzera here too, which was unprecedented in what they were making these 18 things as a gzera. They made it also that the person that eats the maichel sheni will also be a sheni. Now, Tais says, if you're going to say, why did the Gemara need that reasoning to say why we could say a sheni makes a sheni? Name is say, I'll tell you a different reason why a sheni makes a sheni. As our Gemara says, what's the reasoning? Because we're saying, who's the Tana? It's Rabbi Yeshua. And our Gemara gives a reason why. We said, because sometimes what could happen is a person could be eating tummy foods, and he's going to put liquids of truma, beverages of truma, in his mouth, and then the truma is going to become possible from the tummy foods in his mouth. Therefore, they said that the one who eats the oichel sheni should himself become a sheni. That is to say that even the person who eats it is going to become tummy, so that it'll prevent him from eating the truma because of a state of tumah, and therefore he will not come to make the truma tumah. So that's the reason. Why do we have to say because we find that that there is a case through liquids that a sheni can make a sheni? Yishlam Taisa says what you could say is mishum gzera de truma, because you're right. Although that we have a gzera regarding truma as our Gemara brings it, but we wouldn't make such a situation that we're going to make something a sheni into a sheni. We're not going to make something that's a sheni into a sheni. Unless we find such a precedent, because it looks like a joke. How could it be that the person who's eating the food item should have the same halacha as the food item itself? Rather, it's like the Gemara within Chulin explained, since we find such a precedent that a sheni could make a sheni through liquids, so that's why in our Gemara, our Gemara says, what's the primary reason? The primary reason is because we don't want that the person that's eating tummy food should have in his mouth the tummy food, and he's going to drink the beverage of truma. But how could we say that we're going to make him into a sheni? That is only like we find such a precedent, as the Gemara says in Masechta Chulin, that a sheni can make a sheni through a liquid. Here next taste of Ramasal Taz begins with the words of the Gemara. Zimnin da achel eichlin tamein v'chulu. At times it could happen that someone's eating tummy foods, etc. Taz comes to explain that the gzeir over here regarding someone that's eating a food item that's a rishon or a sheni is not the same gzeira as what's known as tumas gviya, as the person becoming tamei when he eats a half of pras of tamei foods. And that is the Gemara brought that the reason why we made a gzeira on a person that he's going to be tummy if he ate a tummy food that's a rishon or a sheni, because we're concerned that maybe when he's eating the tummy food, he's going to put in a beverage of truma into his mouth, and then the truma is going to become tummy from the food in his mouth. So if we said that the person himself becomes tummy, so that, we know he's tummy, he's not going to come to drink a mashka of truma when he's eating the tummy foods. So Amir ben Tam, he says, the psul gaviyah on this keres b'chal makam, this that it mentions throughout Shas, that a person becomes tamei when he eats a tamei food, that meaning like the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Pei Beis Mabeis, that it says, v'chatzi chesi, when it's going through the measurement of a kikr, which is for Erev, and then half of a kikr, which is called a pras, and half of the half, which is a half of a pras, which pras is itself a half of a loaf, which is 1 meal's worth, and a half of that, is lifts less a gviya, is the measurement that invalidates a person's body, the hainu, which is shir shnei beyim. That's the measurement of 2 eggs of tamei food. That's where we say that the person is going to be tamei in regards to eating truma. And then there's another pin that says it's an egg and a half, but says Rabbeinu Tam, lav hainu gzer d'hacha. That's not the same gzer as our Gemara is bringing down over here. The mehach time of the hacham, Because from the reasoning that our Gemara brings over here, that we said, what's the gzeira that we make a tummy on the one who eats foods that are tummy? Is because he might come to drink truma liquids in his mouth at the same time. For that reasoning, a filikabei apostle, even if the food that he's eating is the size of an egg, would make him invalidated. Why? Because since he's eating tummy foods in the measurement of an egg, that could contaminate the truma of liquids. Ella rather says, Rabbeinu Tam, psul gavia. This invalidation of the body, which, as we said from the Gemara in Erevin, is only if he eats the size of two eggs or an egg and a half, that's Gezerah Kadmainis. So that was an earlier decree, which was before this Gezerah of the 18 things of someone that eats a Meichel that's a Rishon or a Sheni that becomes a Sheni. But Gazru, and their decree was, that was for a different reason. That people should not come to make the mistake and to say, Kamayishim Mutalechel Truma. Just like a person could eat truma after he ate tummy foods, because the person does not become tummy. Biblically, a person does not become tummy from eating tummy foods. So the person might come to make a mistake. And he's going to say, wait a second, even though the truma foods, he's eating 10 seconds after he ate the tummy foods and they're touching in his stomach. So to the person going to think, so then truma foods could also touch tummy foods on the outside, which that's not correct. That will transmit the truma through maga. Therefore, this original decree of Tumas Gevi'ah, they made a decree, if someone eats a tummy food the size of a half of a loaf, that now the person's body is invalidated from eating truma, again, because we're concerned that the person might think that it's touching in the stomach, it could touch outside too. That's only regarding eating truma. Maga, but regarding a person that touched foods that are tummy, like Gazra, they did not make the gzeira that the person should become tummy, because that doesn't apply to the gzeira as we just explained, which is only because the food is touching in the stomach. Now, moreover, Bedavka Kechatzi Pras, their gzeira was only regarding when it's the size of a half of a pras. Then, after you eat and you chew and you ingest and you digest and the food's in your stomach, you're still going to have a measurement of a beya of eichlin, that's tummy, that could be metame, the food and drink that you have later in the stomach. And that's why they said it's a Kechatzi Pras. Of a kabeya, when it's just the size of an egg, lekelamiti, then you cannot make, the people are not going to make that error, because shenish rebeina shenayim, they know that there's some food that when you're eating gets stuck between the teeth, v'nechser kain shegi lemeyam, and they know that you're lacking the measurement of tummy foods by the time it gets onto the stomach. And less than a beya, everyone knows that's not metame echelamashkim, maybe that's why you could eat it. And therefore, they're not going to come to confuse it. And the Stacey explains, if a kibin the afki mikabeya once, just having a size of a kabeya is not enough to have this error, to have to make the gzeira. So once it's not in that category, ukmi achatzi pras, they went to the next level up, chashava, a distinguished amount of measurement, which would be a half of a pras. But you're right, it's really not necessarily chatzi pras, but that's the measurement that they made it for. Now, that's the gzeira of gvia. Of a gzeira, the hach, the gzeira that our Gemara is bringing down, that decree was even regarding touch. If someone just touched foods that are tummy, and also the afbe kabeya, it was even if it's just the size of a kabeya. Because the reason, like we explained, it's a decree because maybe at the time when you're eating the foods that are tummy, so it's not about eating. It's the fact that it might come in contact with the liquids that are truma, that's going to be tamid. So that's even applicable, even if it's just eating the size of a gebeya, because it didn't become lacking yet, because you didn't even chew it yet, you just put it into your mouth, and that could be metamet with the size of an egg. And Taisa says, Teidu, you should know, and he proves this point. The gzeira kadmoni says that the gzeira of gvia, which is mentioned throughout Shas, that's an earlier decree, because the biyuma beperek basa, because the mesechus yuma in the last parak and the peyam abeis, sogadadik lemeim, the Gemara has an assumption over there to say, the psul gvia, this is invalidation of a person's body when he eats a food that's tummy that he cannot eat truma anymore. It's derais, it's biblical. But says Taisus, biyutches dava hayukulim bekim. Everyone was proficient in the 18 decrees that our Gemara brings down, and everyone knows the gzeis chachamim. Veichayitayim lemer di derais. How could you have made a mistake that it's derais? Obviously, because that gzeira of Tumas Gevi'ah is not the gzeira Gemara is talking about here from the 18 things. That was an earlier decree, and therefore the Gemara had an assumption that maybe it was derais. More of a says, because Dim Kain, if it would have been from the 18 things, chasaluhu. How could you say it's deraisa? Then you wouldn't have 18, you would only have 17. Obviously, Tumas Gevi'ah is a different thing. Even if it was deraisa, we would still have our Gemara's gezeira, which is a different gezeira, and therefore it'd still be 18 things. And therefore, Taisa proves that his Tumas of Gevi'ah is a different gezeira than the gezeira of our Gemara. The next taste of Maskel, this begins the words of the Gemara, B'shakel Mashkin the Truma. What's going to happen is he's going to take beverages of Truma, B'shadi Lepume, and he's going to put it into his mouth, Upaslo, and it's going to become invalidated. Rosh Tzeis is going to explain that before the Gezerah of the 18 things, there was no Gezerah which we mentioned many times in Shas, that beverages are a rishon l'tuma automatically. And that's why the wording of our Gemara, as our Tosfos quotes in Devei Masechta, is de pastelu. That is, the Gemara brought that the reason why we made a gzeirah tuma on the person that eats an oichel that's a rishon or a sheni, because we're concerned maybe when he's eating it, he's going to put in beverages of truma in his mouth, which will become, truma could become a shlishi, it's going to be tummy from the foods in his mouth. If we say that he's tummy, so that, oh, he's tummy, he's not going to come to drink the beverages of truma. Because if he's not tummy, he's going to think, oh, he already swallowed the food and he's going to put in the beverages and he might not wait, and therefore it's going to be problematic. So therefore, that's why we said that it's a tuma. Now, Tais is bothered by a question in the avag of the mashkim, and even though beverages that touch the food that's tummy, tchila havam, it's a rishon l'tuma. Kadama, like the Mishnah says in Masechtas Parah, kala paisla, said truma, whatever invalidates truma, which meaning a sheni, invalidates truma, making it into shlishi, mitame mashkin li is tchila, makes a liquid into a rishon. So therefore, Tais is bothered. Hacha de kama pasalahum. How could we say when we're saying the gzeira is we're concerned that the beverages of truma that's going to go into your mouth is going to become pasul? The wording pasul always indicates that it's not tummy, that it cannot further contaminate things. But if the beverage, even if it's touching a sheni, we say that it becomes a rishon, so it shouldn't just be pasul, it should be tummy, which means to say, because now it could contaminate things into a sheni, into a shlishi, and so on. Says Taisa Mishum that Kante Kod Myut Chazdavah, because as we mentioned this in the previous Taisas, this is still before the 18 thieves were decreed, like Gazuli is Mashkin Tchila. They never yet had made the Degzerah of that a liquid should be a Rishon L'tumah, Kamei Shafash, like I'm going to explain. And therefore, since here was just when they made the Degzerah of Yut Chazdavah, therefore the Mashkin actually was only going to be like our Gemara says, Upasalahu. It wouldn't be, however, the Mitamalahu, because it didn't have yet that halacha that's going to be a Rishon L'tumah. Now, continuing next, Tzidkei Masel, let's begin with the words of the Gemara, Tana, we learn in the Braisa. Afi Yadayim Habois Machma Sefer. Also, the hands that have come in contact with a Sefer, with a Torah scroll. Which Tzidkei comes to explain that specifically the hands that came in contact with a Sefer, they invalidate Truma, but other hands will not invalidate, it will only invalidate regarding the laws of Kachem, of Kodesh, which the Gemara was brought that there was a Gzera also regarding hands that touch a Sefer that. Those that invalidates a truma, so on that Tais is bothered. Why does the Gemara bring a brisa? Why don't you bring a Mishnah, Masechet Yadayim, in the third parak that says Kol Kisvei Kodesh Metamein Yadayim? It says explicitly that all holy writings contaminate the hands. So why bring a brisa like our Divrei Maskil Tais says? Says Tais Mishnah Nevitzin Lameim, because we could actually say that that Mishnah Masechet Yadayim, the Hanamili LeKodesh, that is talking about regarding Kachim. That if the hands go ahead and touch Kachem, then it's going to make it a problem. But not regarding Truma. Lochem Aisa Braisa, that's why the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Ketonim Ahed Yer Truma, that says explicitly that it's going to contaminate Truma, which is more of a Chiddush, and therefore we brought the Braisa, not the Mishnah. Now, says Taisis, Vim Termin, if you're going to say, my ear, you daim habois machma sefer, why do you mention? Balocho, because the hands touch a sefer, Mishnah Dereprannach, that he says that you're not allowed to touch a sefer Torah, a beer, and therefore we said that if you do touch it, you could sit as tame, because we don't want people touching the sefer with their bare hands. Afila machmas called psuli truma, but as Tais says that even if it's because of anything that invalidates truma, meaning any shein l'tuma will invalidate truma, making it to shlishi, nami there also it's going to invalidate truma, because it's not Masechet Yadayim, and therefore that's going to be the same problem for the hands. We learn in Mishnah Masechet Yadayim that says in the third parak, kol apois lasa truma, whatever invalidates truma, meaning any shein l'tuma, contaminates the hands to be a shein l'tuma. So therefore, why do you have to say specifically hands that touch a sefer? The hands that touch any shein l'tuma will make the hands into a sheini, which will then invalidate truma. Says what you could say is you're right, but like we said before, the haynu dafka l'kodesh, that's specifically regarding kachim. Dum yediyad mitames chaverta, just like we find regarding one hand that contaminates the other hand. Shein el l'kodesh, where that's only for a kachim, because the mucha b'chagiga on the chavdama beis. Therefore, that would be the same thing regarding any other sheini. It's only for kachim. Therefore, we bring specifically this brice, as we mentioned before, regarding touching the sefer, that that's going to be a problem even for truma. Now, that continues, Tais is about Perek Beis Dechulin, and the second Perek of Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph Medalf. The Ka'amar, that the Gemara there brings the reasoning of Yeshua, that he says in our Gemara, that whoever eats a food item that's a Shein L'tumah, the person himself becomes a Sheini. He says, because Metzinu Sheini Eis Sheini. He says, we find a precedent that a Sheini can make a Sheini, like they mashkin, through a liquid in the medium. The Sheini that touches the liquid that becomes a Rishon, and then the food item that touches that can become a Sheini. So therefore, we find such a precedent, and therefore that's going to be the same thing by the person who eats the sheni, as he also becomes a sheni. And that says Taisus have a matzi namid lemeimer. Truth is, the Gemara could have also said the mitzino day safer. We find such a precedent when one touches a safer. That is a sheni is a sheni. The safer is a sheni, and then the person who touches it becomes a sheni with his hands. So it says Taisus actually b'shem maybe kasherosh lekibul Rabbi Eliezer trubasa b'mashkin. Maybe it's true when Rabbi Yeshua saw that Rabbi Eliezer his dispute did not accept his argument regarding the fact that a sheni can make a sheni through a liquid. Maybe ultimately that's what he did bring the proof from regarding a sefer that we find over there, as Tosfos are pointing out, that a sheni can make a sheni, as we learn over here, even regarding the laws of Truman. Again, that's why we brought it from a Braisim, not from the Mishnah Maseches Yedaim. Continue next, Tosfos Divrei Maaskel begins with the words of the Gemara, Tanu in the Braisim, like we said in the previous Divrei Maaskel, Afei Yedaim Bechulu, which Tosfos comes to explain the proof of Rabbi Yeshua, that he held that the hands that came in contact with a sefer invalidated the truma. That is, the Gemara was coming to tell us that they made a decree of tuma on hands that touched the sefer that it invalidates truma. Taisa says, "Vimtem, if you're going to say hadid nan, this is we learn in Mishnah Maseches Yedaim in the third parak in the second Mishnah. Hayad metame chaver to divrei Bishu. This machlekes in that Mishnah. Rabbi Bishu holds that one hand that's tame that touches the other hand could go ahead and make the other hand tame. So." Amr Lai Bukhulu, so the Chacham said to him, no, a sheni cannot make a sheni. The hand that's a sheni cannot make the other hand also into a sheni. On that, Amr Lahem, he said to them, oh, but Metzinu Kisvei Kedesh Bukhulu, aye, we find that a sefer, which is a sheni, could be Metame the Yedayim and make that into a sheni. Amr Lai, they said to him, ain't done in Dibri Seifim, Dibri Torah. First of all, you cannot learn a rabbinic law from biblical law, for limit Dibri Seifim Ayin Sham, and neither can you learn a rabbinic law from a different rabbinic law. In other words, you can't compare one from the other. Although maybe you might find, like by Kisvei Kedesh, that a sheni makes a sheni, that's not necessarily proof that you could compare it to another context. Each Takan Drabbanan is individual. But one thing says, Taisus Vahashta, but now how do we understand that Mishnah Maseches Yedaim? Heichi Maisi Rai Mekisvei Kedesh, how does Rabbi Yeshua bring a proof from that a sheni can make a sheni from kisvei kodesh, shein sheni matamis yudaim af l'truma, that you see, oh, even though they're a sheni, and when the hands touch it, they become tummy even for truma, which, as we explained the previous tesis, liyad to the laws of the hand, which is what they're disagreeing about, to limit tamachaver, to which that doesn't make the other hand tummy, rak l'kodesh, only for kodesh, not for truma. And if so, they're not the same exact case, so how could you compare the two cases? What you could say is the ena cheshes. You're right. He was not concerned to find a source for that he had to say, oh, we're learning it from there. Not learning it from there. Because, they're different. One's for Kodesh and one is even for Truma. Rak leheshev al svarasim. The only thing that he's trying to respond to them was regarding their logic. Sha'amah, that they said, ain't sheni is a sheni, that a sheni cannot make a sheni. And that he brought a proof that, no, I could show you that a sheni makes a sheni in regards to, like we find by the laws of a sefer. Which, that's metame even for truma, but not that he's bringing the source regarding yad to yad, because that's only for kodesh. That wasn't the source. All he wanted to show is, but that you could find a sheni making a sheni. Now, Va'idner Lefarash additionally says what you could say is that actually the hid kisei kodesh, that halacha that the Mishnah over the Yedaim is bringing regarding the touching the sefer, haynu dafka kodesh, that it's going to be metame in the hand is actually only for kachim, and. But I, Taisus, and the previous Taisus, that our halacha of touching a sefer is even for truma, says Taisus, v'lav haynu gezer d'hacha. That is not the same gezer that our Gemara is bringing down regarding the hands. The Adayim habois, machma sefer d'repranach, which is from the law of repranach, that because you're not supposed to touch a sefer with bare hands, that gezera of kisvei kodesh that the Mishnah Adayim quotes is actually only making it for kodesh, not for truma. The gezera over here in our Gemara of Repranach was, to make it a sheni even for the laws of Truma. And therefore, it's not difficult what is comparison. Actually, it was a total comparison, because that is also only for the laws of Kachem. Now, Taisa says, Umashe Maksha, this that is a question, that Chiles L'Rabbanan, is it really so that the Rabbanan, that they don't hold Ho'ichel Oichel Sheni Sheni, that if someone eats a food item that's a sheni, that he becomes a sheni, as our Gemara says, Kiven Dein Donan, as the Mishnah Yedaim says, Kiven Dein Donan, Dibri Seifim, Dibri Tevelim, Dibri Seifim, you can't learn out rabbinic law from biblical law, from other rabbinic law, and that's why they said in the Mishnah Yedaim that one hand is not Metam and the other one, because a sheni cannot make a sheni. But even though, as we do find, that Bekisai Kodesh, which are a sheni, it is Metam and the Yedaim, but still they're saying, yes, although they agree to that, as Rabbi Shua was telling them, but we still cannot learn that one from the other. So it says, Taisa Beniri would seem, but Heicha Dekatayma, meaning, so what do you mean? Do they learn a Sheni from a Sheni or not? So they're saying you can't compare, but But why in one place he had one place not? So Taisa explains. Heichid they get time where there's a reason that yes, Isla Rabban and Shani is a Shani. Then the Rabban would hold that a Shani makes a Shani. Kigzer habois machma seif mushum pranach. Like our Gemara brings, which they agree to that concept that if a hand touches, we don't want it to touch a beer seif Torah. So we're going to say that the hand will become a tummy. Or va'ichal eich a Shani. If someone eats a Shani l'tuma, Taisa explains. No, the Rabban do agree that the person is going to become a sheni because there's logic behind it. Because like our Gemara explains, because what's going to happen is it makes sense. A person might come to eat a food that's tamei, but shadi mashkin the truma lepumin is going to put truma that's a liquid in his mouth is going to become tamei. So they agreed to the concept. This that in Masech Tzidam they disagree is that because they don't hold the logic over there of one hand touching another one that a sheni should make a sheni. If there's some other reason that makes sense, of course, says Taisus, they would agree to that principle that a sheni could make a sheni. Ten next Taisus the Ramaschal Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara. Af Yadayim Habois Machma Sefer. Even for the hands that came in contact with a sefer. Taisus asks, why is this not counted from the Gzeris of the 18 things that were decreed that day? And that's because the Gemara brought, they made a gzer of tumah also on hands that came in contact with a sefer, that invalidates shum. Now, says Taisim, the Ktani Af, as our Divrei Maschil brings, that from the fact that it says also, even the hands that came in contact with the sefer, mashma, that sounds like Tala sefer, gar zotchila. That first the decree was that a sefer, taira, that it makes what it touches tummy of truma. But then they made the decree on the hands that came in contact with the sefer. Now, says Taisus, v'kivin d'stam yudayim l'b'seif gazru, since regular hands, that they, in any hands, they said that at the end, it was decreed at the end, like the Gemara tells us later on, that you can't have that the hands because of a sefer was after the general hands, because if hands in general are tamei, you don't have to say if it came in contact with a sefer. Simkin Taisus says you have the following predicament. That means to say that Yadayim Habois Machma Sefer, the hands that came in contact with a Sefer, Boy B'yam Gazru, what must have been decreed that day with the when they were up in the attic and the 18 things that were decreed, because the whole Ben Gzeri, the Sefer, we just pointed out that it obviously had to have been that first they made the decree on the Sefer, and subsequently was the Stam Yadayim, and in the middle was the Gzeri. As we're saying, Ben Gzeri, the Sefer, between the Gzeri of a Sefer contaminating Truma, Li Gzeri, the Stam Yadayim, and towards the Gzeri at the end of any hands in the middle, Gazru Alim, they made a decree regarding if a hand touched a Sefer. V'mkein, if so, have a Tfei, Yud Ches Davar. That must have been that if the hands themselves were part of the Yud Ches Davar, and the Sefer itself was the beginning of that, so this is in the middle, it must have been that same day when they made all 18 things. So it's not 18, it's 19, because you have the one of the hands touching the Sefer. Now, Vimnam, if you're going to say, it says, Tayyus, Al Yadayim Habois Machma Sefer, that regarding hands that came in contact with a Sefer, that Loibois Imper Gazru, that it wasn't decreed at that time, Ela B'Koyd McCain, rather that was decreed at an earlier time, Tavasa Shabbos, that would make sense, that's why there's only 18 things. Ah, however, as we pointed out before, Lashon Af, Leimash McCain, the wording also doesn't sound like that, because it sounds like that the Sefer was first decreed, and also they added on the hands, and again, that must have been then on that day. Void Moroba says Taisa, Lay Tachin Shagaz Eidayim, it also wouldn't make sense that the decreed on the hands that came in contact with a sefer, v'adayin sefer atzma lo hayipois lo truma, and they hadn't yet made that a sefer itself invalidates truma. How could the yad which touched the sefer be more severe than the sefer itself? And then it remains the question: if the sefer was decreed that day, and it was, and this your hands were before the stam yadayim, and the yadayim itself was on that day, why is there only 18? There should be 19 things that were decreed that day. Continuing next Taisa, the Ramaschal Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Ha'echa Sefer Torah Arm. If someone holds onto a Sefer Torah with his bare hands, so Taisa comes to explain that it's regarding all kis v'kleid, that Rapranach said this halacha, that if he touches it bare, he's buried bare, which Taisa explains, Ksas Mashma, it sounds like a little bit that the Lav Davka Sefer Torah, not specifically a Sefer Torah. The Ha'kol kis v'kleid, Yishnam Masech Zidayim, Shemitam Masech Zidayim. In Masech Zidayim, it says all holy writings that it contaminates the hands that touch it. Now, why would it be metami your hands, even other svarim, not just of a sefer Torah? Obviously, because of the fact that you touched it barehanded. Because if not, why would metami sidaim? So then it would sound like that this halacha, although it says sefer Torah, would actually mean any case of HaKadosh that he's nikva ar. Now, the Gemara ultimately concludes and says, as our next Taisa Maschil says, b'loy oisa mitzvah. It means to say that he's buried without that mitzvah. Because the Gemara says it doesn't make sense as he's buried beer. It means to say beer without that mitzvah. So Taisa explains, what does it mean without that mitzvah? Meaning, if you're holding onto the Sefer Torah with your bare hands, to learn from it, it does not have the reward of that learning. And if it's to roll up the Sefer, it does not get the reward for the rolling up of the Sefer.